Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Indeed it is. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We're with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. Coming up this hour, we got today's top five songs about a specific alcoholic concoction. As we continue our quest to discover the Rick Emerson house drink, we'll continue. So we have, there's a shot each in front of Clyde and Jen here. They are our testers today. Ian Gordon's going to be stopping in. We got some other folks going to be coming in to do, I think, single shots. Since there are some people here have to drive large station motor vehicles around and probably don't want to be
Justin
mowing
for
down.
Promotions. He'll be drinking shortly.
This one looks really suspicious with its milky tone.
Yeah, it looks like it. I would call it, just by looking at it, Janet's breast milk.
All right, so before we go to Tim Riley here, the deal is that you guys are going to take a shot, you'll give us your assessment, and then Sarah Dillon will reveal, who's mixing the drinks, by the way, with Ruff in the House of Rick, she will reveal what's in it. So, Clyde, down the hatch. Okay.
Cheers.
The facial expressions are really worth the whole
thing. Was that
the whole
not as good as the first one?
What the hell?
What the hell is that crap? My God.
I think that's just the vodka and the Bailey's or whatever the Irish cream is that you have.
No, it was actually only vodka.
It has coffee in it. I know that.
Yeah, it was vodka, frappuccino, and strawberry milk.
Oh.
Strawberry quick. That's exactly what everybody wants.
That was pretty tasty.
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So you liked it. That got a 50% approval rate. So what is it? Vodka?
Vodka. Strawberry quick.
It tastes like
and vanilla
barium.
Frappuccino.
And what kind of frappuccino?
Vanilla
frappuccino.
To me, it tastes like barium.
It tastes like an enema. It tastes like barium.
Yeah, barium. You know that crappy.
I know what barium is. Yes,
stomach
it's like liquid metal. It's like a metal milkshake. Yeah.
So Janet's breast milk.
Okay, so we'll call that a semi-qualifier because Jen gives it a thumbs up.
I'm going to give the Kentucky Pucker a thumbs up. I'm giving this one a little less of a thumb.
How you doing?
You're giving it a stump.
I'm giving it a stump.
You're giving it a stub.
Yeah, a stubby thumb.
All right, we're going to get some more phone calls, and the next shot will be up after this. It's your personal savior, Tim Riley, in the KFTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
As we well know, babies will put anything in their mouths, but how about a 62-year-old man eating coins, necklaces, and needles? Doctors say the man suffered from pica, a compulsion to eat things which normally are not consumed as food. He also had a history of psychiatric illness, and family members had warned doctors that he ate strange items. When the man could not eat or move his bowels, an X-ray revealed a 12-pound non-digestible mass in his stomach, big enough to drop his stomach between his hips. 5 days after his arrival at a French hospital, doctors cut him open and removed his badly damaged stomach and its contents. Hundreds of coins have been eaten over a 10-year period. He died 12 days later after complications. And people with suicidal tendencies in Botswana have been asked to throw themselves out of trees instead of in front of trains. The country's Minister of Works and Transport has advised people to use the trees. He said, quote, "I'm appealing to the people not to use the trains to kill themselves. If people want to commit suicide, they should use trees, not trains."
Are they having a problem with cleansing the tracks or something?
Well, he says, "I am sick of these people who throw themselves in front of trains. These drivers are people. Why turn them into murderers?" Why, indeed.
And so they're suggesting what is a method of suicide? Trees?
Jump out of trees.
That seems reasonable. It's all about cutting vertically. Don't be a pussy and cut your wrist horizontally. If you want to do it, it's all about cutting vertically. It shows you mean business. Anything else is just a lame cry for attention.
And because we care, St. John's Community Center is having a lead poison workshop tonight. Bring the kids to find out how much lead poisoning they have.
A lead
it
poisoning.
It begins at 6:30 at St. John's Community Center, 8247 North Central Street.
Excellent. Looks like my, you know,
it's free.
Well, it's like there's that always that joke about eating paint chips, but it's like, man, I totally knew kids that did that because it's like because the paint had that cool. I mean, that wasn't me, but the kids had that thing where like the paint would peel off in long rubbery strips, and it was sort of fascinating. And then when you see it, it sort of looks like
lead-based paint.
It sort of looks like icing or something, you know. And it's got the where it looks, you know, it's all kind of. It's like my friend. No one give his name. My Lance. My friend Lance did this thing where he Where he totally, you know, would have like a little jar of mercury. They had like a little coffee can of mercury that they would play with. And that was their
drink. Why would you eat?
Because they're stupid. Because you're in Kennewick and you're a hit.
If you play with mercury, chances
it seeps into your skin.
Into your skin and basically has you grow strange growths on you.
Doesn't that make you a Mad Hatter?
Yeah, it really does.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We continue to take your phone calls and emails about the drink suggestions, drinks that you consume, drinks you've created, drinks we should stay away from. We've got this. Rick, the best drink to cleanse you out is called an itchy and scratchy. It's half a shot of Jägermeister and half Cuervo 1800. And then he says he's guaranteed to help make room for more drinks.
Oh, God.
Excellent. All right. Okay, so
this right, next... I have to warn before this one. This one's a little brutal.
Well, I'm going to give it a name because of the way it looks.
Yeah, this looks like...
This is Grandpa's Cloudy Specimen.
Ew. Yeah, it does.
It does. It looks...
At least it's not warm, though.
It does look like maybe you've had a lot of asparagus.
No, it looks like probably you passed the stone or something.
Yeah,
then you're... doesn't have anything to really clean the shot glass.
Yeah,
is that a blood clot?
Okay, Clyde, and so you've named this drink what?
Grandpa's Cloudy Specimen.
Excellent. All right, down we go.
Here we go.
All right.
Actually, it tastes like VO5.
Oh, God, what God, it
crap.
Does.
VO5,
like,
the hair product?
It tastes
yeah,
like crap
it does.
To blonde my hair up, so I look kind of
they've got a
younger.
Frosted liver. Yeah, excellent.
Now okay. My liver's frosty. I give that a crap.
yeah. Well, what do you think's in it?
Grandpa's Cloudy Specimen, actually.
Jim?
All right, I'm getting
beers in it.
Definitely whiskey. Maybe a little
that.
Beer.
Yeah.
One
more thing.
I don't know.
And you give it a thumbs down, Jen.
Oh, two thumbs down.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, those are two right, and also rum.
So what was the? So what
really
was in it?
I have a mixer,
what's
I'm
this,
sorry.
What's the? Oh, the beer was the sparkling quality.
Beer,
yeah.
Beer.
All right, so what was the contents of that drink, sir?
It was whiskey, rum, and I think it was the spiced rum, and the... Yeah, everybody write that down.
Lieutenant
they
Anderson
never,
or whatever.
Drink it again. Yeah, some blackberry
yeah.
Porter.
All right, okay. Yeah, no one should ever drink that. Okay.
All right, here's the next one.
These are you've got these mixed in advance. You made like 9 of these in advance.
Okay.
All right. Hey, did somebody mention something being full of semen?
Yeah, Admiral Nelson.
Here's a funny email. Hold on. We gotta read this. It says, "Thanks a lot."
Oh, thank you.
This email says, "I invited a female coworker over to my desk to hear the fabulous singing of Wing, since she missed it the other day. Right as she puts her ear to the speaker, I hear a female voice say, 'Is that filled with semen?' Thanks for your perfect timing. I have to go now. The HR person wants to talk to me." That's John. All right, so
okay.
This next shot.
This next drink, I'm going to call the Butterface, because right now, I could probably date anything. Okay, so.
And this one is comprised of a lot of things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just to let you know, it's not... I don't know. It'll probably be worse than the
probably
last one.
Slim Fast is in this or something. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Yes, after... yeah, okay.
And down it goes.
I don't know.
It's not too bad. All right, it's got the quick in it.
Definitely.
Tastes
it's like got
paper.
The Frappuccino in it.
It tastes
mm-hmm.
like paper.
Yeah, you can chew paper.
I knew you.
It tastes like paper.
Is it just vodka?
No, it's actually the strawberry milk, spiced rum, Frappuccino, apple juice, and black velvet.
Apple juice?
And
wow.
Black
that was
velvet.
Good. That was good. Although, you know, I have to say, I think the Frappuccino takes over the whole
too much Frappuccino.
So we should try yeah. that same drink with less
yeah.
Frappuccino.
Okay.
Less Frappuccino.
Yeah.
All right, so hold on. So what
you
was,
do that?
Hold on. So what's in that?
Strawberry milk.
For this is for people playing the home game. Strawberry milk.
Captain Nelson's. Was it Captain Nelson?
I don't know.
No, it's Admiral Nelson.
Admiral Nelson.
He's the guy on the top of the pillar in the middle of Trafalgar Square.
Okay.
Major Nelson. The father
That's
Nelson.
The guy on I Dream of Genie.
All right, hold on. So it's strawberry milk, spiced rum.
Vanilla Frappuccino.
Nelson. Vanilla Frappuccino. So we're going to lose that, though, or cut back on it.
Yeah, apple juice. And black velvet.
And a bad liver.
Black velvet. And then what are we calling that, Clyde? The
butterface.
Okay, so we're going to try it again now, but we're going to lose. We're going to cut back on the Frappuccinos.
Okay.
Jen, and I trust her opinion on these things. Now, does this have less Frappuccino or no Frappuccino? Two drops. Okay, just a hint. It's just saying.
So this is a butterface again?
Yeah, this is a butterface, but with less vanilla frappuccino. You're just letting the frappuccino say hello to the rest of the drink. You're just
hello frappuccino.
You're just sort
giving
of
giving it a little kiss.
You're just letting the really vermouth. It's like when you just let the vermouth kiss the thing that's not vermouth. All right, you ready? Okay, you got a toast?
Cheers.
All right, there you go. And down it goes.
I like that. Tastes like a Barbie doll. Pretty good.
What? That's disturbing. Jen?
There's something kind of woody about it.
It's kind of woody.
So paper and woody. That
it tastes like a Barbie doll, and it tastes woody.
Woody.
All right, then.
Tastes kind of like a distilled Tootsie Roll, almost.
All right, well, that's not. There is a drink called a Tootsie Roll,
yeah.
Right?
It's a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, the butterfly.
Do you like it, though?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
I give it a sort of thumbs.
We'll give it a moderate thumbs up. So right now, the Grandpa's Cloudy sample is still, that's out
that's
in front.
Out.
What about Janet's breast milk? I thought you guys
liked. Oh, no,
that
that's
good.
What it was. That
yeah,
was the
that
vodka,
was
the strawberry milk, and the frappuccino.
No, the Grandpa was totally out.
Grandpa's
yeah,
Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa.
And we kind of liked the first, what was the first one?
The first one was Janet Jackson.
Cranberry. No. There was one with cranberry and whiskey.
Yeah, oh, Kentucky Pucker.
Kentucky
yeah.
Pucker.
I like that one.
All right,
yeah.
Kentucky Pucker.
Okay, we've got this. Rick, this is called the People's Elbow. Take a tall glass, fill it with ice, and then you pour a shot of 151, a shot of silver tequila, and you fill with grapefruit juice. And grapefruit juice would ruin anything, I would think. There's nothing good.
I don't like grapefruit juice.
No
at all.
One likes grapefruit juice. It seems like nothing good is ever going to come out of that.
I just said this before, and I said it a million times, but grapefruit juice, I don't understand, and I don't understand club soda because it's like drinking dry water.
Well, it's bitter, and it's like, it's
club soda just doesn't has no point.
Well, it's like tonic water, you know?
No,
it's just
tonic,
got that hideous
tonic
quinine that you don't want.
You know, but that cures malaria, so that's great. And with gin, it tastes fine.
All right.
But
I got
club soda.
We'll do one here. We'll do one more, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll have some non-Clyde and Jen people take some shots here.
Okay.
So what is this one called, Clyde?
Stretch Armstrong's goo.
This one's called Stretch.
What is with you guys and semen?
I didn't even say.
It's not his semen.
I didn't
it's
see it. The goo that was goo. Inside the
you don't even know what a Stretch Armstrong
yeah.
is.
Yeah. This is Stretch Armstrong's
goo. Is he like Gumby?
He's no. Not,
well,
okay.
Yeah.
He's this muscle guy that you stretch, and if you know, we used to do experiments.
My cousin Patrick and I totally cut him open.
Yeah, we cut him open,
yeah.
Goes in, and this
yeah.
kind of stuff was
yeah.
in him.
Because he left it, he lost it in a snowbank over the winter, and it was ruined anyway. Because it
yeah.
doesn't, after a certain point, it won't, you know, get back to its normal
so
consistency. So we cut it open.
You say this looks like the goo that's in Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Arm. Okay,
yeah.
This drink is called Stretch Armstrong's goo. Yeah. Clyde and Jen, taste that drink.
There we go.
Oh,
yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's not bad. It tastes like Shandy.
I like it.
Shandy by Kiss?
No, Shandy is lemonade, a.k.a. 7-Up and beer.
Tastes kind of like a whorehound.
Okay.
Cough drop.
What's in that? What's in the Stretch Armstrong's goo?
We have, yet again, apple juice, spiced rum, and Sprite.
That
we're
works.
To you on that
that
one.
Works.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Apple juice,
yeah. Spice. Yeah, I really like that.
Thumbs
yeah.
up for me.
Sprite. Now, the question is this an already extant drink? Does this already exist?
It
doesn't
sound familiar to me.
No.
I don't
okay.
think I've ever heard of a drink with apple juice in
apple
it.
Juice,
no,
spiced. That was my idea, by the way. Spiced rum and Sprite. The apple juice was totally my idea.
That worked.
I
okay.
asked because I we were at the store and I asked Sarah. I said,
"You
is
were
there...
like looking at the apples on the tree one day and said that would make some good juice."
No, we were looking for some things that weren't in drinks. And I said, "Does anybody make a drink with apple juice?" And she kind of said, "Oh God, no." And I went, "All right, I'm sold." Like,
no,
right
I
have
the iced tea though. I'm pretty proud of that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there you go. So there's the Stretch Armstrong's goo. We come back. We'll try some more. We'll do this. We'll be back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Still coming up this hour. Top five songs about a specific alcoholic concoction. Plus more as we try to create the Rick Emerson house drink. Stay there. We'll be back. Here's our good friends, the Dry County Crooks. It's called the Mary Jo I Wish I Never. Stay there. We'll be back. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, Mary Jo was the talk of the town. Oh, I'm coming clean from Puget Sound. The bell of the bar. The belle of them all. She was the one that was wanted by all. I proposed to her underneath that neon light. Mary Jo accepted. It was the happiest night of my life. I gave her that ring, hoping she'd be true to me. But I soon found it was drunk sincerity. And I'm waiting. Like a knife. Now, well, it's been 30 days since I've been living.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Now, are you trying any of these as you make them, Sarah?
No, I'm just drinking my vodka Sprite.
All right. Excellent. All right, Sarah's got the traffic.
Well,
got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We're here with Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine was here a moment ago. Rob from the House of Rick was here a moment ago. Sarah Dillon was here a moment ago.
They're probably out
moving Rob's car.
Yeah, something.
Okay. Anyway, we are coming up.
Find some more mixers.
Coming up this hour, we've got today's top five. Today's top five going to be coming up. Today's top five is top five songs about a specific alcoholic concoction.
My night is just beginning. You're already getting me drunk.
Your night is just beginning. It's only two. Your afternoon is really just beginning.
Well, I know, but, you know, I got to try and be coherent here. You know, it's one of those things.
I would say you really shouldn't try because it's not going to have any point. There's no reason.
Fine.
It's not going to be six. Okay.
I'll be fine. I do a lot of things drunk, and you just don't even know it.
Driving and operating heavy machinery.
True.
So far, as we endeavor to create the official house drink of the Rick Emerson Show, the Kentucky Pucker has scored very high. Also, the Janet's Nipple, is that what it is?
The
or Janet's
breast milk.
And the Stretch Armstrong's Goo, which is apple juice, strawberry, or spiced rum, rather, and Sprite. That scored very high in the meter.
That's my favorite.
We want to welcome now to the show Weapon Master Ian Gordon, producer for our good friends Mike and Amy, in the morning on the 99.5 The Wolf. How are you, my friend? Oh, come on, sorry. Can we turn you turn your mic there?
I'm turning it on and it's not going on. So
I'm sure. Try it one more time. Hey, Matt.
I'm good.
All right, there we go. All right. Apparently the bottle's being passed.
I heard a crackling sound. It's like he probably had to put in a plug or something.
All right. So this next drink, Ian, you're going to try. Where's the shot? Where's the shot glass?
His next drink is bottled water by Dinsani.
Hey, I need that shot glass.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, hand me that shot.
That looks clean.
It's
you're going to recycle?
Oh, thank you.
It's more or less clean. Here, give me that.
This is a shot glass with a Loch Ness Monster on it.
That one looks cleaner.
Okay. Okay, this next drink, Ian, this is called the... And then you gave us some specific instructions, if I can tell you something. You said no Jack Daniels.
No Jack Daniels.
And that's because?
I had a little go-round with Jack in college.
Some unpleasantness?
Yeah. All I could hear was sirens. And for some reason, I thought they were coming for me, and I was, waiting for the ambulance to come, but it never showed up. And, you know, yeah.
All right.
I've been paying for it ever since.
Okay, so this next drink was created by who? Who created this drink? Was it Matt?
Yeah, this one, I think if...
Matt and Rob created
it. What is this drink?
Which one is this, Rob?
This drink is called the F-Matt.
This is
a drink created by Matt Peterson and Robin S. Rick. There it goes, the F-Matt. Now,
Where's ours?
Yeah. Hold on, you weasels. We're getting Ian's take first, then we'll... Okay.
I'm pressing the bar as fast as I can.
All right. It's foul. Do you want to Clyde there?
Oh, yeah. This is an F-Matt.
In the meantime, we're going to read this email.
Oh, she's got her shot over here. It's from Salt Lake City, Utah.
That's wrong, dude.
we're drinking out of the Mormon temple.
You know what? You should try more than, one or two alcohols and, strawberry quick or whatever you're trying to mix stuff with.
Was mine in the Scotland thing, or was that yours, Ian?
Okay, hold on. Don't put it down quite yet. I've got to read this email.
Yeah, you're in Scotland.
This email says, Rick, you're absolutely killing me since I'm a bartender. Sarah is many things. One of them, however, is not a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Please remember, if any listener goes to a bar and requests a drink with strawberry milk or frappuccino, they will be shot and removed from the bar after having their pockets picked. F. Matt with Grandpa's Cloudy Specimen.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Excellent. All right. Okay, down it goes. This is the F. Matt created by Rod from the House of Rick and our own Matt Peterson.
I like it. You know what it tastes like?
It tastes like you're drunk.
Yeah.
It tastes like nothing.
It kind of tastes like brass monkey.
Yeah, it tastes like a brass monkey.
Yeah.
I like the brass monkey.
I don't like that brass monkey, though.
More like an ass monkey.
big blue
ass
monkey.
There's no dairy of any kind in that one.
No, I know. I saw the stuff before.
Or the lemon tricks things, you know, that rabbits eat, little tricks.
Yeah, there's
tricks are for kids. It tastes like a lemon fruit loop.
Okay, this is the FMAT.
No, it doesn't, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Lemon Fruit Loop.
Tastes like a lemon Fruit Loop.
Is that a drink or an actual Fruit Loop you're talking
it
about?
Like, you know how you eat Fruit Loops? It's like
a Fruit Loop. All right. The FMAT contains orange and pineapple. Am I right about this?
Yes.
Orange soda? Mm. Orange soda, pineapple soda.
It's an orange and pineapple, like Welch's soda.
Okay, so it's orange pineapple soda, sparkling cider, Lieutenant Anderson's rum, and
Lieutenant Anderson.
It's not Captain Morgan, but it's
Admiral Nelson's.
Admiral Nelson's rum.
And some kind of vodka.
Somebody had 55 cents for the vending machine to get that juice.
I had $3 for the vodka.
Admiral Nelson, yes.
I feel so
like
special.
All
right, so that's thumbs down for me, Ian.
Yeah, oh, two thumbs down from Ian.
Actually, I
Clyde?
Liked it.
Okay.
I liked it.
All right.
Yeah, thumbs up.
All right, so the F Matt gets two thumbs up.
See, I come in about five rounds in. Everything's bad to me. Everything's great to everybody else.
No.
Let's do, you have time to stick it. You want to do
one
more?
Yeah, I'll do another one.
Do we have another one? Is she? She's mixing.
Wait, no, don't take that in.
What is this?
I absolutely refuse.
You know what? I know what that is. That's the refuse from all the other ones you've been pouring.
That's
am
really
I right?
What that
it's
is.
It's a red and
green. Of everything.
All right, hold on. So, Sarah, let me describe it. Sarah is bringing in Clyde's gigantic brandy snifter. It's full of something that looks like, looks like chocolate milk or...
No, you know what I'm going to call this one?
The sewage canal.
No, I'm going to call it...
It's brown. It's a brown liquid.
Willamette
the
water.
The Hershey Highway?
That's exactly what it looks like.
This is Willamette water.
It looks like muddy water.
Free from the Willamette River.
I remember making graveyards, you know, when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
well, not little,
mix everything together.
Yeah, exactly. It never looked like this.
All right, so next up, after this, by the way, we will bring in another unsuspecting victim, Justin, for promotions. But this is
Willamette Swill is what we're going to
call. So we're going to call this Willamette Swill.
Are you going to have an intervention at the end of the show?
Willamette Swill.
All right. Yeah. Okay, this is Willamette Swill.
Yeah, Willamette Swill.
Okay, first, Ian Gordon. Down it goes.
Dude, there's beer in that. That is so wrong. Clyde. I'm done, man. I'm never coming on the show again.
Clyde Lewis.
Oh, God.
Yeah, see, even the drunk people.
Oh, no.
Jen Lane.
Oh.
This is like Russian roulette, and the other guys have already gone.
Oh.
Jen Lane.
Locked and loaded.
Right.
Come on, you're a woman of iron.
That is so bad.
Oh,
God.
You know what? I'll tell you exactly what that is.
God.
That's like the next morning when you're at the party and you're helping clean up and you're dumping
it's
bottles
that
out.
Smell.
It's that
it's
right
that
there.
Smell. Yeah.
It tastes
it's
like
called
barf.
Ashtray is the name of that.
Oh.
Ashtray.
Okay, hold on. We're going to bring Sarah Dillon to the mic. Sarah, what was that called? The Willamette Swill?
The Willamette Swill.
Sarah Dillon, what was in that drink?
That was actually the leftovers of every single drink that
I caught it. I knew it.
The Willamette
Swill. You liar. You lied right to my face and said
and
no.
And he's a little chew spit and a cigarette before.
Yeah,
stuff you end up with in the bottom of the well at the end of the night behind the bar.
Oh, God.
Excellent. It's the residue.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Thanks, man.
Webmaster Ian Gordon.
Appreciate that.
God, we can make your day, friend.
I'll come back again someday.
All right, there you go. We'll be back with more, including Justin from Promotions, who's going to take his first shot. We'll see. Stands up against Jen and Clyde here. That was Ian Gordon. Still coming up, we got today's top five. Top five songs about a specific alcoholic concoction. This is Joey Ramone. Stay there. We'll be back.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, hell no. You did not just say that. You did not just tell me about a drink that involves some guy's whiz.
Well, yes, I did. But initially, that was off air.
But you were where?
I was at a bar.
A local bar.
I was at a bar, this was many, many years ago.
We'll leave the name of the bar out of it.
Yeah, and actually I wasn't there. This was a story that came to me through several different well-reputed sources.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the owner was a little bit eccentric, a lot of fun, and every once in a while he put up on the specials board, urine, $3. And a couple of, like, total yuppie, women came in one night, like, totally on their cell phones the whole time, being rude to the bartender. Finally, the bartender, like, it's breaking our conversation. They're like, "Love Cosmopolitans," and, "Oh, that's funny, love two urine shots." And so,
let me guess.
Yeah. And, and one of them goes, "What's in the urine shot?" And my friend goes, "My pee." And she's like, "Oh, that's hilarious. Give me two." So they're back on their cell phones. He mixes up their Cosmopolitans, and then he puts, like, ice in the shaker cup, takes his penis out, pees into the shaker cup. Ice is coming up off of the shaker cup.
Oh.
He shakes it up and pours it out.
Oh.
Into the shot glasses.
Oh,
right?
God.
Serves it to them. They take a couple of sips of their Cosmo, then cheers with their shots, do their shots, and then one goes, "That wasn't bad. What was that?"
You're sure with the traffic.
Oh, I can't follow that. I have no traffic. Oh, that's bad.
That's like Gandhi or something.
Yeah, I have 5 north, no problems from 84 up to the interstate. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Would you like to know what the future holds? Call the psychic phone line.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800. It's funny, everybody's got a vomit while the car is moving story.
The party is almost not even beginning. We're already talking about vomiting stories.
All right.
Well,
before
it's the anniversary of Angus Young's
death. Bon Scott.
Was it
choked
vomit,
on his own vomit?
Or was it somebody else's vomit?
You can't really dust for vomit.
So. Oh, you can't dust for vomit.
All right, so before we bring on Justin for promotions here, y'all are going to do the next mix. I know you guys are each going to have a shot of rum just to cleanse your palate.
This is rum. We got to cleanse our palate.
Okay. What is this? Is this Corporal Kelly's rum or whatever it is?
This is Admiral Nelson's rum.
All right.
Oh, man.
This email from Chuck just says, "Rick, you guys should do the show drunk every day. It's the best show ever. F-Mat with 12 steps."
This F-Mat could be sponsored by your business.
Okay, well, welcome to the show now. Justin from Promotions. Hey, Justin. Can we get to... Hey, Mackie. Yep, Justin's mic there. And it's your birthday today, right?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday. You're what, 23?
23, yeah.
Excellent. All right, so we're going to ruin your life young.
Yeah, I'm starting off my night tonight here at the...
And you also have a Jack Daniels story, right? You're another guy that...
Oh, God, yeah. I was taking some shots at a party, and about, like, juice-sized glass.
Uh-huh.
I remember walking out the door, and
Just ignore that.
As we're driving down the road, I started throwing up out my window, and it was, like, splashing all around
the
car. My buddy was hitting him in the back of the head.
So just got the giggles all of a sudden.
All right. So Sarah's pouring shots each for Jen Klein and for Justin.
All we're just giggling over here.
Sorry.
Sure, rapidly.
Okay, birthday boy, what were you saying?
This is horrible.
So you were driving home one night?
I don't know about that story, but...
The story's already over. We're now to the drinking.
I think we have to strain mine.
Okay,
Sarah, you need to cheer up.
Okay, so hold on. So here's the deal. So we'll go Jen, Clyde.
Thank you.
Hold on. We'll go Jen, Clyde, then Justin.
No, I'm drinking out of the Mormon temple.
Okay, what's this drink called?
Oh, no, we should switch.
I don't know what it looks. What is it?
Yeah, I was the Mormon temple.
You're the Mormon temple. Yeah. I'm the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, don't screw with the Mormon temple.
No, you don't screw with the Mormon
temple. What is this called? What's the drink called?
Oh, God, let me look here a minute. I got to look at it. It's what would you call it, Jen? I mean, I'm completely lost. It looks
like... I don't
like
know. You took a lot of the good urine similes.
Yeah,
just call it whiz. Call it you can't beat the whiz.
Yeah.
call it can't drink the whiz.
We'll call it steroid whiz.
Steroid whiz. Okay, Jen, down you go.
All right.
And Jen is putting down the steroid whiz.
Maybe I'll do it by taste. I'll name it by taste.
Oh, that's weak.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me fix it.
Well, in the meantime, no. We got to the top five, so Clyde should just go ahead and put it down.
I would have drank it.
Okay, Clyde is putting it down.
I think we should call it Dick Insider. Dickens.
You are so good at that. You are so good.
Dickens, like it's from a Dickens novel.
Dickens novel.
Yeah. Dickensider.
Dickensider.
All right, Justin. Hold on here.
It's like cider.
Hold on, Justin.
Perfect. It's like cider.
Here goes Justin with his shot.
We're mixing.
I'm sorry. I just, I don't know. I'm actually getting hit now. This is quite embarrassing.
Justin,
okay, are we drinking it again?
Tastes like my ass.
Okay, so excellent. We'll call it Admiral Nelson's ass.
Admiral Nelson's ass, definitely.
That thumbs down from everybody?
No!
No, I thought it was a little bit weak. This is the
Oh, wait, so you're having a stronger version.
And this is my version
right
here.
This is version 2.0.
Okay, Sarah's added alcohol to this because it was too weak. So we've got a stronger version they're drinking now.
Oh, I like it.
God. You like it. Okay,
like
what?
Witch hazel.
What is?
No, it doesn't.
What's in this, Sarah? What is what's in this drink?
All right, we have apple juice, apple cider, iced tea, vodka rum, and black velvet.
So Charles Dickens cider works, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys
Dickens
like that.
Dickens cider's perfect.
You guys
cider.
Like that. Okay, we're gonna roll the top five, and then on the other side, we'll see if we can come up with a winner for today. Here's your top five for Thursday.
Fire. Wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
All right, Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom have today's top five as we usher in a tribute to the blended drink. Now, I want to note for the purposes of today's top five, we are excluding songs about single liquors or single drinks, i.e. no song about whiskey, no songs about scotch. These are the top five songs about an actual alcoholic concoction, Tim Riley.
Number five, Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
I hate this song. I hate Jimmy Buffett. I hate everything about this man.
I want him dead.
I think he is dead.
I wish he was, but he's not.
You want the broken, battered body of Jimmy Buffett?
I want his head on a plate.
I hate Jimmy Buffett largely because of his audience and the people who listen to him. Because it's all yuppie dentists who wear Hawaiian shirts.
If I had his head on a plate, I would use it with a salt shaker.
You can hate his audience if you want to. I actually like Jimmy Buffett.
No, I love Jimmy
Buffett. I'm right there with you. I actually like Jimmy Buffett, too.
I think I used to like him, but it's become really difficult to like him because of the other people.
I would
people
never
who
be
do
caught dead seeing a show.
Yeah.
But
I want to be with those
I
people.
I can listen to him in the privacy of my own home as long as nobody else
shirt's sure not good for anybody's image. In fact, I have one.
What about Magnum P.I.?
Crap.
Number four, Escape the Pina Colada Song by Rupert Holmes.
I love this song.
Everybody secretly loves this.
I used to think this song was peeing in galoshes. I used to say, I'd be like peeing in galoshes. Ooh, sorry. If you have half a brain.
Come on, how can you not like this?
Every time I DJ, I'll play this song, and, like, the hardest core boy in the audience will, like, totally get into it by the end of it, you know?
No, it's
like,
a song that
it out.
You can't dislike this song. I mean, you can, but you'd be dishonest.
Kim is a good song, too.
Number three, Scotch and Soda.
Scotch and Soda.
Oh, this is a great song.
Bringing the room down a little bit.
My name is Murph. This is a Kingston Trio.
It is. I love this music.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Let's just.
But in your eyes, baby, do I feel high on me?
You know, if I ever get married, this would be like my wedding song.
This is a great song.
This would be a great song to like dance to. And so.
Well, and it totally conjures up the image. You can picture the bar the guy's in.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Dry martini. Drinker of gin.
I mean, it's just so smooth.
Oh, what a spell you've got me in, oh my.
Come on, what a great song this
is.
Blue, I feel high.
Wow.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. You can picture the bar and you can see the cigarette smoke in the air.
This is like the Grateful Dead. If I was to be not drunk, it wouldn't matter.
They'll think that I'm
number two, Willie Nelson's Bloody Mary Morning.
This is the Super Suckers version with Willie Nelson. Bloody Mary Morning. A great song.
Yeah.
This is off the Twisted Willie album. It's a tribute album to Willie Nelson. You can get it at a CD Game Exchange, five locations.
What's up with those Super Suckers these days?
I think they vanished. Dead.
Extremely real. At number one,
Snoop Dogg and Dr. Drew with Gin and Juice.
Dr. Drew. There should totally be a rap song with Dr. Drew.
And it would just be, have you considered counseling? Is there a history of abuse in your family or molestation?
That would be every rhyme. Every rhyme would just be about AA. That's my idea. I'm trademarking it right now.
Somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass like every single day.
It's funny. Dr. Drew. He's the D-R-E-W. All right. When we come back, we will find the winner of the It's the New Rick Emerson House Drink Contest. Stay there, and we'll be back. It's Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
So what you want to do? I got a pocket full of rubbers in my homeboy suit. So turn off the lights and close the door. What for what? We don't love the home. Yeah. So we gon' smoke a house to that. G's up, hold down. Why you motherfucker?
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOT.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final show.
It's not over yet. It can't be over yet. It just can't.
Before we deduce the winner here, we're going to give you each small sections, small shots of the three finalists. Jen, okay. I know you have a thing you want to whore.
I do. We've got our golf ball benefit tonight for Mr. John Chandler. It's at Dante's from 9 p.m. on. It's the Minders, the punk group, Clamp at Gaddis and Buck, the Hazmat, the Cute Don't Cut It. It's going to kick some fine Portland ass. It's going to be a great night. And it's at Dante's tonight.
Actually,
hold on. And prior to that, we've got our happy hour at 15.
Everybody should go check it out.
Yeah.
All right.
You spilled on yourself.
Everybody,
I did not.
Everybody stop. So, Sarah, what are the three drinks that they're finalists here?
We have Janet Jackson's Breast Milk, Butterface, and Stretch Armstrong's Goo.
Okay.
So we're going to go with Janet Jackson's Breast Milk.
Okay,
first.
So first, Jen and Clyde. Down goes Janet Jackson's Breast Milk.
Right.
Yeah, there you go, sweetheart.
There you go, sweetheart. Go buy yourself something pretty.
All right, glasses.
Okay, you still like it?
That's yummy.
That's yummy.
You still like that one. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. Give it a 6.
Okay.
It's mostly the
frappuccino,
I think.
Okay, next up is?
Butterface.
And the Butterface is what?
I don't have the list in front of me. Bunch of crap.
But it's a bunch of crap. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, down goes the Butterface. We'll figure out later what's in these. Clyde has the most hideous expression on his face. It's like he's...
I don't like that one.
Yeah.
It makes the baby Jesus cry.
What happened to the first one? The
Kentucky Pucker.
Yeah,
it's
Kentucky
like
Pucker.
Drinking Stridex.
Yeah, I don't... That's...
Jesus, I'm going to be hung over by the end of the day.
I'll give that one a 3.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Scale of 1 to 10.
2! It's like drinking Stridex. It's like it tastes like a crab you put on your face when you're a teenager.
No, it does not.
It
you're
does
not supposed
too.
To eat that anyway.
How would you know what Stridex tastes like?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if it was to taste
okay,
like
and finally, this is the what?
The Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. Stretch Armstrong's goo.
Whatever happened to Grandpa's specimen?
Yeah,
that
was awful.
About
that. That was terrible.
That's terrible.
All right, here comes Stretch Armstrong's goo.
I go for that one. That's like a 10.
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong's
plus.
Goo.
You like
all
that one?
The way.
Stretch
all
Armstrong's
way.
Goo. Do we know what's in that?
Apple juice, vodka, and something else. I can't
something
remember.
Something citrusy.
Yeah, I'm blind.
But I mean, do we know? Will we be able to recreate it?
Yeah, I wrote it in the other room. I
you
don't
know what
have
it
that
tastes like? It tastes like Mountain Dew.
And it's Admiral Nelson's. It's spiced rum.
It tastes like Mountain Dew.
Which, the Admiral Nelson's?
Yeah.
I've made so many drinks, I'm so confused.
We'll figure it out later. Everybody's too drunk to
we
figure out.
We need to do this again and figure it out.
Seriously. Well, you know, because this all we all kind of put this together. Sarah and I were just at the liquor store this morning doing this last moment. You know what we should have done? We should have taken... Like Monday, and then I was sick yesterday, but we should have taken Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, had the audience submit things, and winnowed it down to like 10 recipes we really liked, and then done just those 10 recipes today.
Yeah, and how about a limo for me and Clyde?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying.
Or a litter.
All right, so what's in the Stretch Armstrong's
or
goo?
Or a cheeseburger.
Sarah Dillon.
Okay, yeah, so it is apple juice, spice rum, and Sprite.
Do you guys
That's
like that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I like the goo.
So maybe
yeah.
what we'll do yeah. is, maybe we'll do this again
you
next week.
Goo.
Maybe we'll do this again next week, and we'll put the Stretch Armstrong's goo up against
Something else?
Like some things, you know, like five that we narrow down from the audience, and then from that we will pick the grand winner.
Yeah?
So you'll do this again. Do this again next Thursday.
Okay, and the town car is picking me up when?
Yeah, we'll have a rickshaw come by.
And are you explaining to Mike more?
A rickshaw,
like
even better and more appropriate.
Well, he knows it's because you're an alcoholic, so
yeah, right.
You really don't need to explain
it's
it.
It's no different than any other day.
Yeah, it's no different than the rest of the people who work here. So, okay, I mean, it's the same reason the rest of everybody else is. It's the reason they don't drug test anybody here.
Well,
so
I don't need to hide it anymore?
I feel like Keith Richards. I got to do a concert in a few minutes.
Yeah, just go get your blood exchanged in Switzerland. All right, we want to thank Jen Lane tonight at Dante's?
Yes. From 9 p.m. on, but I'll be at 15 from 6 to 8.
And then Clyde Lewis.
I'll be at Bodacious Classics.
Having people buy you drinks.
Yeah, having people buy me birthdays.
It's your birthday.
I'll be 40 years old. I'm getting old, man.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow. It's your birthday this weekend. We want to thank Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, barflymag.com. Clyde Lewis, clydelewis.com. We want to thank Justin from Promotions, Kristen from Accounting, Rob from the House of Rick, Jolie from the Front Desk, everybody else. Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely and bartending Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk Tonight, KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, Executive Producer 1F, Matt Peterson. Like us next, Phil Hendry at 7. We'll see you in 21 hours for the KOTK Noon News Hours. Always Dillon with the Bastards Grinding Down. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Bye.